Mandy is on Twitter
at Mandy Wiener.
Uganda's president, Yoweri Museveni, has now blocked Facebook from operating in his country. That's ahead of a hotly contested general election, which is set to take place tomorrow. And this is in response to Facebook banning accounts linked to his government. Yoweri Museveni, speaking late last night, he accused Facebook of arrogance. He said that he's instructed his government to close the platform. And we know that this election period in Uganda has been dogged by a crackdown on the political opposition, harassment of journalists, nationwide protests as well. There have been 54 deaths, hundreds of arrests. So let's get an update now from Kampala in Uganda. We're going to speak to Isabel Nakiria, who is a correspondent at Feature Story News. Isabel, thank you for your time today. What is happening in Uganda today ahead of the elections tomorrow?
Thank you so much for having me on your show. What we are seeing today is that social media has been cut off. Facebook, WhatsApp, Twitter, Instagram are all down. Users are unable to access these pages, and this is after President Museveni's address last night, where he said that Facebook cannot have the authority to shut down online accounts of government supporters. We witnessed this last week when Facebook brought down the accounts of supporters of the government, bloggers, online channels that were doing campaign work for President Museveni and his government. And about 100, over 100 online medias were brought down. So today we are unable to access all those channels. We have also seen a presence of heavy security on the streets of Kampala and other towns, major cities in the country. And this is causing intimidation and fear among voters. Many people have stayed home today. The town is kind of empty because of the tension that is growing. We've also witnessed international observers like the U.S. Mission pulling out of observing the election, saying the Electoral Commission denied them accreditation for their members to observe the election. They say they cannot only have 15 members observing elections in the whole country, and yet they had over 100 people to crisscross the whole country. What's happening in Uganda today?
Isabel, do you get the sense that there is a feeling amongst the population that this will not be a free and fair election?
It's yes and no. The opposition, of course, is crying foul already because of the kind of treatment they have undergone during the campaigns. Many of the opposition candidates who are trying to campaign were blocked from their campaign. Many of their supporters were arrested and are still languishing in jail up to now. That means they will not be able to vote. The Electoral Commission has made out a lot of rules during the campaigns. Cameras will not be allowed at the voting centers, I mean at the tally centers, as this has been before. That means the polling agents may not be able to have cameras there as well. The opposition also says many of the polling agents have been arrested, and this throws a dark light on the election that they say may not be credible or free and fair.
Isabel, thank you so much for that update out of Kampala. That's Isabel Nakiria. She's a correspondent at Feature Story News. We'll check in again with you tomorrow, Isabel, to find out what's happening there. Very worrying situation indeed.